Hi, friends. Today, I want to share with you news about my most recent adventure. I am opening a cafe. I'd like to tell you that this is the culmination of my life's dream and I'm happier than a pig and, well, you know. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't excited. But there's so much to think about and a lot to plan when opening a new place, and I can't share enough how grateful I am to have people around me who are experts in their field. From my tax accountant, Stephanie, to my purveyor, Tad, to my assistant, Emily, who's just about the calmest person on this planet. I really think she's an angel disguised as a young woman. And to my landlord, Scott, who gave me the opportunity to do this. Well, let's just say I'm going to stop now before I sound like some sappy award show. I've been working on this project for about 5 months now, and I can't tell you the amount of planning and thought that's gone into the menu, the pricing, the design, the tools, the food, everything. The truth is, I think about you every day. I think about my friends and family and customers I don't even know yet. And I want to give the best experience possible and make the most delicious food. I want everybody to be happy and no one to have to wait in line. I want to say yes to every request, manage every single food allergy, and turn any bad situation into a positive. But I know that's not always going to happen. I also still want to travel to Italy, go out with my girlfriends, and visit other restaurants to get ideas. But the truth of the matter is my time is going to be severely limited. It's like I'm about to birth a baby. It's going to need almost constant supervision for at least the first 6 months of its life. And even though we're only going to be open on weekends, I'm going to have to be there every week, sometimes 6 or 7 days a week. My feet will ache, my back will spasm, and I'll be so sick of slicing bread, brewing coffee, and making salads, I won't even be able to see straight. This is a true labor of love. And no matter how hard we will work, how delicious the food will be, or how courteous my staff, I know we could be made or broken by one review on Yelp, or one very angry or dissatisfied customer. So why am I telling you all of this? Well, I hope it'll give you some perspective on the places that are already open, the ones you and your family go to dine regularly. Whether it's a chain or a mom and pop or even a trendy place in town, serving food is a risky and a very changeable business. Serving good food consistently at a good price is even more of a challenge. Everywhere I go in Everett or Greater Snohomish County, it seems one or another of my favorite places is shutting its doors. That's so hard to see, especially when it's a place that has particular character like Alligator Soul, or one I associate with a happy memory like the Keg on Casino Road where my husband and I enjoyed an anniversary dinner one night in a snowstorm. Do you like to go out to eat? Do you have a favorite place? Are you looking for one? Please take the time the next time you go to that place you like so much. You know the one where that waitress is always so sweet and knows your name, or the other that cooks those ribs just perfectly and serves them with that sauce that's to die for. Know that they have managers and owners who are trying to keep the doors open. They're trying to stay ahead of that not-so-great Yelp review. And a server is smiling even when their ninth customer leaves a tiny tip and he wonders how he's going to put gas in the car for the ride home. Celebrate your favorite haunts, dives, and special occasion places. Write about them on Yelp and refer them to your friends. A lot of thought went into what your experience was going to be like that evening, much more than you know. It's a passion for some of us, a way of life for others, but more than anything else, it's very hard work. And when someone like you comes in with a smile and you tell us your story about how you love how our food tastes, it's absolutely better than anything else in the world. So have you hugged your server or restaurant manager lately? Well, maybe after today you might think about it. They could certainly use it. I'm Joe Notri with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.